Poland and Trotsky. I found a letter by Anicetka Ford in issue 938 of The Socialist, Trotsky, and Poland, quite informative about Adam Michnik and the group around Henry Szlachta, that they were reading and discussing the ideas of Leon Trotsky in the 1960s in the Warsaw Underground. My wife grew up in the 60s in Wrocław. She recalls that in the general population Trotsky's ideas and even his name were not familiar to her, people from her generation or even the generation of her parents. I have visited Poland countless times visiting relatives and friends. I have had many discussions with them. I mainly listened. The main point which came was that for their generation socialism is a dirty word. They did not see the regime as Stalinism, but genuine socialism. They saw Poland as socialist as they were taught that in school. I said to my wife, how could the workers of Gdańsk cheer Thatcher when she visited in the late 1980s? She replied, you have to understand, for us the socialist system we were living under was terrible. There was great hardship. People wanted something different, a change, a better system, and that to them was capitalism. Having listened to what many people who lived through that period have said to me, I can understand why they moved to embrace capitalism. At the time there was a capitalist boom in the West. There were no forces of Trotskyism on the ground, who were active in workers' organizations at that time. One of my wife's friends said to me 2 years ago, this is a new system for us, and we are still learning. Having said all that, people did tell me there were some positive things in the old system. Education, healthcare and housing were all better. They told me they are very proud of their country, their independence and history, but that does not make them nationalists, they have said. Things are changing, and there are encouraging signs. In the last general election, RASM, a new left party formed in 2015 not long before the election, which has some radical demands including expanding workers' rights and opposing privatization, received 3.6% of the vote. This is, however, below the 5% threshold to gain seats in parliament. Poland is becoming more polarized now than ever due to the actions of the present right-wing government. There will be social upheaval, of that there is no doubt. I know that the genuine forces of Trotskyism in Poland today are small. But with the events that will unfold there in the future, I'm confident these forces will grow and gain influence. Chris Fernandez, Derby.